Good afternoon. This is Pam Beal with Radio Tacoma Interviews, and I am here today with Sally Schall and Joy Dworkin, both with Jewish Voice for Peace, and they are here today to tell us about an upcoming screening of a film called Israelism. So, Sally, do you want to start? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, sure. I've lived in Washington since the mid-70s, and we started a Jewish Voice for Peace chapter here in Tacoma in 2011. I've been active in the issue of Palestinian solidarity since the mid-80s when I met a Palestinian family in Tacoma. And then I went, finally, to Israel and Palestine in 2010, and it supercharged my activism, and the chapter began after that, and here we are to today. I think that's enough for me right now.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Joy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I am more recently a Washingtonian. I grew up mostly in upstate New York, and was aware of some issues around the state of Israel, especially like the settlement construction, and but I wasn't really active as a Palestinian liberation advocate until in 2015. I went on a trip with Interfaith Peace Builders and saw with my own eyes the humiliations and just aspects of daily living that Palestinians have to deal with in the West Bank. Met with lots of wonderful Palestinian and Jewish Israeli activists, some of whom really reminded me of my time in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, which is part of my professional background, is studying literature from that region. So I spent some time with dissidents over there, and was always really impressed with the sort of intellectual caliber and incredible sense of persistence and bravery in the face of various kinds of limitations. So my experience in East Jerusalem and the West Bank and kind of supercharged, to use Sally's term, my sense of commitment to being a Jewish voice for liberation and peace. And then when I moved to Tacoma, I was trying to think of how to continue to be active, because in my previous life I'd been an academic, so I could talk to people. I had different ways to kind of spread the word. And when I retired and moved here, that's when I met Sally and got involved with Jewish Voice for Peace.
Okay. So Sally and Joy are here today to talk to us about an upcoming screening of a film. The title is Israelism. And Sally, can you give us let's first of all just talk about the actual event, the date, the time, the location.
Beautiful, thanks. We're talking about Saturday evening, March 16th, at Tacoma Community College at 7:15 in the evening.
Okay.
And it's in Building 2, which is on the South 12th edge of the campus rather than South 19th. So people should be coming along South 12th and pull into parking lots there and find Building 2, and then okay. We'll be in the auditorium. And it's free and open to the public.
Okay.
And I think that covers that piece of it.
Okay. We'll repeat that.
Oh, actually, Joy has something to add.
Okay. Well, and so there'll be the film screening.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then also, we are really thrilled that we'll have kind of the main person that appears in the film, Simone Zimmerman, who is really featured in the film, and she's the co-founder of another organization, not Jewish Voice for Peace, but If Not Now. And then also, we're going to have one of the directors of the film, Aaron Axelman. So we'll screen the film, and then we'll actually have a Q&A with
okay.
those two.
Wonderful.
Which is really exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually teach at TCC.
So uh-huh.
I may not be in town that day, but if I am, I will be there.
Oh, that would be great.
Hope so. It's going to be an interesting evening.
Yeah. So, Sally, you want to tell us a little bit about the film? the premise of the film.
Sure. The premise of the film actually follows Joy's experience of going and my experience of going, which although it's a documentary about two young American Jews. Neither Joy or I were really young when we went. Who are both Zionists and raised in families very supportive of Israel, very supportive. And while visiting Israel, Simone and then this, it's basically about these two young American Jews, Simone and then a man whose name I'm forgetting right now. While they're visiting, they come up against and see how Palestinians are treated by Israelis and by the government. And they're horrified. And so they have to kind of come to grips with that. And ultimately come back here and start telling their truth as they now see it, that their upbringing had omitted the word Palestinian, had omitted the whole Nakba, the catastrophe, the ethnic cleansing that occurred in 1947 and 1948, and is a continuing ethnic cleansing as we horrifically see today in Gaza. So they came back here and started organizing, and so Simone is one of the co-founders of If Not Now, which is a wonderfully large organization of American Jews, you know, and it's that, I don't know if it was Maimonides or who it was who said, If Not Now,
Hillel, when,
it was Hillel, if not, it's, I don't know the whole, if not now, when, if I am not
for myself, who will be, if I am not, or others, something or other.
Yeah, then,
that, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of falls with Dietrich Bonhoeffer's, first they came for this, and then they came for that, and then by the time I came for me, nobody was left to help.
It's kind of like, Dietrich.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how did they get this film made?
Well, Aaron Axelman, the director, somehow, I have no idea how they all got together, but he's also an American Jew, the director, who also had a similar experience. So it's a coming together of the craftsman director with these people who are now activists who had, you know, who had gone through this extraordinary change, and everybody should come to the event on Saturday night, March 16th, to find out, because that's a great question.
Okay, because he will be there.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to say is that I was talking to a friend who's not Jewish, and she was telling me this is important for all people to see, not just Jews, because I was thinking maybe it's mostly for Jews. But she said, oh, no. She said, it's a Jewish story, and it's an American story, that all of us Americans have, at some point in our lives, realized we'd been had, that we had thought something and then discovered, whoops.
Right. We're not the good guys.
Yeah. Either we're not the good. I mean, there's so many different ways to realize. I mean, it can be very much in a personal level. It could be in a political level. There's so many levels on which we come to this realization, and what do you do when you come to that realization? And this is tribal. I mean, this is tribal, so that people, other Jews, will say to Aaron and to Simone and to Joy and to me, they'll say, "This is dirty laundry in public," or "This you're going to create anti-Semitism,"
or "You're betraying your people."
You're betraying your people. And I heard Gabor Mate, the physician, psychiatrist, Canadian Jew, Holocaust survivor, say recently, what's creating anti-Semitism? Us Jews criticizing what's going on, or what Israel is doing in Gaza right now?
Yeah.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, I love Gabor Mate. What a great
person. Oh, my God.
Reference.
Right.
Books. I think he's going to be at one of the many screenings of this film, actually.
Oh, he's already done it.
Advertisement for that.
Yes, he's done it. He's done several. And on the same night, same day that our event is happening, he's going to be in the far reaches, in a town in Canada with a indigenous name that I can't pronounce, talking about at a screening and talking about the film. And there's a great YouTube of him and Naomi Klein and Simone Zimmerman having a conversation after a screening of the film. It's on YouTube. It's a great one.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Joy, do you want to add anything about the film itself? You've both seen it, right?
Yes, I have seen it, and I've been trying to promote it to my friends and family, and just got a Facebook message from an old colleague who was suggesting that I might enjoy this film. So word is getting out, and it's just really great that we're going to get to have a showing in Tacoma.
So I think you mentioned that it had won some awards.
Yes, and I'm just waking up my cell phone so that I can see what awards it. One of them was San Francisco Jewish Film Festival. It won the Audience Award. And let's see. And then it won the Best Documentary at the Arizona International Film Festival and the Official Selection at the Brooklyn Film Festival.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful documentary because what it shows is why Simone and so many American Jews are knee-jerk supportive of Israel no matter what. And it shows her, you know, her upbringing, and it's got clips of Jewish day schools of kids being, doing cheers for Israel. And then my friend who said that this is an American story as well as a Jewish story, she said watching it, she realized she'd been indoctrinated by the movie Exodus, by all the press around the 1972 Olympics, which the horrific massacre of Israeli athletes, but not understanding the context. Nobody got the context then. I don't excuse any violence. I don't excuse it, but I can explain it. There's context for this god-awful violence. Right. Well, this kind of violence comes out of a context of oppression, despair, and hopelessness. Yeah. That explains it. It doesn't excuse it. But we have to understand and go to the root reason why is this violence happening? Yeah. And then go to the root, and it's called End the Occupation. Yeah. That's the root.
Yeah, and also, if you've been wondering how is it possible that the United States has been supporting the ongoing, incredibly disproportionate response of Israel, this film is a part of that explanation because of how we've been indoctrinated.
And that it's so easy to learn, it's much easier to learn new things than to unlearn. And so those of us in the Palestinian Solidarity Movement not only have something to teach, but we have to constantly be working on helping people unlearn their knee-jerk reaction from years and years and years of media and whatever supportive of Israel due to the Holocaust, due to the guilt that Christian America and the Christian West feels.
So that goes part of the way towards the way that I understand the title of the film, Israelism, which we'll have the chance to actually ask the filmmakers how they came up with that title. But it seems to me one way of interpreting that is that it's a whole network of beliefs and assumptions and just underlying kind of interconnected ideologies about what Israel is and why it is, you know, that just go unquestioned. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of bedrock assumptions that most Americans have.
Yeah.
Well, let's repeat one more time the date, the time, and the location.
All right. So we're talking about a film screening of the film Israelism with the director and one of the featured people in that documentary. It's going to be held on Saturday evening, March 16th at 7:15 p.m. at Tacoma Community College in Building 2 in the auditorium there, and it's off of South 12th.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Yes, and I just want to give a shout out to JewishVoiceForPeace.org. If anyone is interested in this organization, you can find them probably on Facebook too,
right?
But also at that website,
right? And we also we have a brand new started yesterday. We've come into the 21st century. We finally got an Instagram account yesterday.
Okay,
and we've had a Facebook page, and people can follow us.
Okay. So yeah, that's,
and that's Tacoma, for the Tacoma one, yeah. Jewish Voice for Peace Tacoma.
Okay.
Instagram is JVP Tacoma, and Facebook is Tacoma JVP.
Okay, all right. Good. Well, thank you for joining Radio Tacoma today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and this really is Pam Beal with Radio Tacoma Interviews, and I want to remind our listeners that you can find our locally produced shows, including this one, on our archive at radiotacoma.org under programming. We have an archive of all of our locally produced shows. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you Saturday, March 16th,
thank
Tacoma
you.
Community Thanks, College. Pam.